This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. By one measure, you could say business is booming for Louisiana's colleges and universities.
LSU is experiencing right now a 28% increase in terms of students who are seeking admission next year in-state. It's more than 50% increase for out-of-state students. And this is being played out at different institutions and in different systems across the state of Louisiana, not just LSU.
But Higher Education Commissioner Joe Rallo says there's much anxiety as they await next week's executive budget proposal reveal.
We have been led to believe that we will take a significant budget cut.
Governor John Bel Edwards isn't unveiling the numbers yet, but he's clear about where the axe will fall.
As mandated by the Constitution, that budget proposal will be in balance, and therefore we will be making more than $1 billion in cuts. Because of where the money is, you will see the lion's share of those cuts directed to health care and higher education.
For comparison, the state's entire appropriation to higher education this fiscal year was just over $1 billion. The governor admits that without legislative agreement on resolving the fiscal cliff, Louisianans can't know how or even if they'll afford college this fall.
Parents and students won't know what their tuition is going to be, how much TOPS will pay towards the tuition, what the GO Grant situation is going to be for needy higher education students. Higher education institutions won't know what their budget is going to be.
Rallo agrees, saying the timing could not be worse.
The students are making decisions on where to go to college, whether they stay in state or go out of state. Now,
for Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.